sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Spirit. Moving around, just moving around. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy ghost. Spirit. Yeah, that's a king.
Start that movement. Start that movement. Y'all can move me. This my movie. Y'all can stop me. Y'all too sloppy. Carbon copy. Carbon. Same thing in a room. Sitting by myself, finding heaven soon. Many things that would trouble you. Look beyond for a feeling like you never knew. Reaching out, hunting for the truth. I'm guessing I'm just sick of running. All this time searching hard for something. I can hear the angels coming. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Spirit. Moving around, just moving around. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy goes. Spirit.
Well, it took me long enough to rap on this. Strong enough, pay the shit, just gon' give up. Cause Jay just gon' live up to everything that sucks. To you and us, never enough. Thought I'd be clever enough to give up while I'm ahead. I like breakfast in bed, but I love breakfast ahead. For anybody who said that I was better off dead, told them don't ever leave nothing that you ever read. Got a Bible by my bed, oh yes, I'm very Christian. Constantly repenting, cause yes, I never listen. Don't like being questioning, don't like being less than any of your competition in any of my professions. So I gotta guess then, I gotta stay the best, man. What else you expect from Mr. Westman? Painting from Westlake, hurt my space like a relative that you ain't seen in a minute, called on the telephone. And when they see you, they say, damn, you get hella grown. Always thought you'd make it, but damn, now you hella know. Let's address some topics that I can embellish on. How we made enough bread for us to put some relish on. I won't relish on the fact I'm vibing on the future. Ultra light building in the building by Mutual. Herzog in the mirror in the office out in Basel. No, not Miami, Switzerland.
Kissy go sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Spirit. Moving around, just moving around. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy go sometimes. Kissy ghost. Spirit. Yeah, that's a king. Civilization without society. Power and wealth with nobility. Stability without stasis. Places and spaces. Civilization without society. Power and wealth with nobility. Stability without stasis. Spaces and places. Kissy ghost sometimes. Kissy ghost. Go sometimes, kissy go sometimes. Yeah, that's a king, but what's the crown to the clouds? Moving around, yeah, that's a king, but what's the crown to the clouds? Moving around.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to people all over the world in their various parts of their world and various parts of their suburbs, cities, whatever, wherever you are. How are you and how are you doing? And I welcome you, if you're listening, to my very first episode on this broadcast. I hope we make this a fulfilling broadcast. I hope people love my broadcast because, number one, I wouldn't do this if I didn't want people to ride on my wave. Number two, I would like to be known. And number three, I would like to experience people from various parts of the world. It's like hearing what they have to say about my South African flavor. Because I am from South Africa, by the way. But I consider myself an American because I love the culture, bro. The culture in America is dope. And I feel like I should be living there and not here in South Africa. But that's a story for another day. My name is Gwena Timisho Mashala. But I call myself the rhetorical genius. But if you don't like that nickname, you can call me Touch. And the story behind the nickname, I'll tell it to you on the next episode, because it's a very fucked up story. I don't know why they decided to call me Touch, but they did. But I understand why they called me Touch, but I don't know why they did. I understand the reason, but I don't know why the fuck they did it. And getting to my very first topic, I'll be talking about music, hip-hop in general, actually. Hip-hop. I know hip-hop is a universal language all over the world. The only music genre that we as black people can claim, that we can fully claim, bruh. Like, that's dope. Like, oh, that's amazing. It's like we even dominating in hip-hop, bro. Which is good, because in some of the genres, you're not dominating, bro. Like, okay, Beyonce's dominating. She's slaying the R&B charts and all that. Okay, is she still releasing music? I know, I don't listen to a lot of R&B, but just correct me if I'm wrong. The last album that Beyonce recorded or released for her fans was Lemonade, right? If I'm wrong, just comment and send me a message and tell me, nah, she released another one, like, not long ago. But I feel like, okay, according to my knowledge, I think I know that Lemon was the last album that, you know, is the latest album that she released. Yeah. Oh, you can put my knowledge up to the test and question my music intellect. But let's get to my topic, hip-hop. Hip-hop, yes. Hip-hop. Yeah, flip hip-hop. It's like, okay, let me just tell you my background on hip-hop. Like, I love hip-hop music. I live and breathe hip-hop music. And like, all these sub-genres in hip-hop, I like them all. Like, emo rap, I listen to, like, the Trippie, yeah, I listen to the, like, the Trippie Reds, I listen to the, like, Lil Peeps, May Soul Rest in Peace. I listen to the, to XXXTentacion. Okay, I'm not sure if Juice WRLD is also, but not. But he looks like a fucking emo, so I'll just put him in there. And Juice WRLD, I listen to, like, also these mumble rappers, who can I categorize as them? Oh, Smoke Perp, who else? Lil Pump. No, but Lil Pump, I feel like he's a bit lyrical. I don't know, because Designer was fire, bro. Designer by Lil Pump, ooh, that song was fire. Let me even play it right now. I'm gonna play it.
You can see Lil Pump wandering the halls of a school carrying huge bags of pot. Turns out that school is a local Catholic elementary school.
A teacher gets slapped with a bag of marijuana in this video. And the rapper's name is Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
Hey, I got fast cars, bad bitches, and it's on the clothes. Couple thousand on my wrist, and my neck is on froze. Spanish bitches butt naked, and they twerking on the stove. Too much racks in my pocket, and my wallet can't fold. I got fast cars, bad bitches, and it's on the clothes. I got fast cars, bad bitches, and it's on the clothes. Couple thousand on my wrist, and my neck is on froze. Too much racks in my pocket, and my wallet can't fold. Try the Rory out the lot, put my wrist up with the pot. Bitches, shit will never stop. Presidential on the clock, couple hoes up on the yacht. I cannot fuck with the hops, bitch. I made it to the top. Go to class, I'm on the drop. Hey, went to the gun store and I bought a rocket. $1 million cash hanging out my pocket. Damn. All these diamonds dripping on me, feeling like a water faucet, bro. Damn. Niggas hating on me, man. This shit need to stop it. Lil Pump, the freshest nigga coming out my city. Hit AODs and I'm blowing straight 50s in the kitchen, whipping Winnie, sipping lean. I lost my Kenny. Ain't nobody fucking with me. Y'all the. Then I squeeze a chitty, ayy. dropped out of school, hopped in a private jet. Bitch, I'm all the lean, I can't pop no Percocet. No, I got more money than your father, you can't be upset. Chill. I'm worth a couple millions, bitch, you know I love the flex. I got flex called bad bitches and it's on the clothes. Couple thousand on my wrist and my neck is on froze. Spanish bitches butt naked and they twerking on the stove. Too much racks in my pocket and my wallet can't fold. I got fast card, bad bitches and it's on the clothes. I got fast card, bad bitches and it's on the clothes. Couple thousand on my wrist and my neck is on froze. Too much racks in my pocket and my wallet can't fold.
Okay, everybody, that was Designer by Lil Pump, which you can see the wordplay that he had, especially in the beginning of the song, which is why I fuck with this guy, this nigga, though. It's like, and also the reason why I'm hooked on Lil Pump is that I used to watch a lot of No Jumper, and Adam 22 liked to go with Lil Pump on his tours and all that shit, bro. I'll look at this kid, I'll be like, what the fuck? This nigga's spending $1,000 on shoes and he's just 17. I was like, nah, bro. And I'll see Smoke Perp. Like, yeah, that's my nigga, Smoke Perp. But then, what made me mad is that when I started listening to these two, like, you know when you listen to, like, rap and you listen attentively, dog? When I started listening to their music attentively, like, when I started to zone out, bro. You know, like, when you zone... Oh, fuck, what am I saying? Okay, when I started listening to the music attentively, I could see, bro, that, nah, bro, Smoke Perp is better than Lil Pump. But what was fucking me over the most was that Lil Pump was getting more recognition than Smoke Perp. And that got me fucked up, man, bro. Which is why I never, that's why I also didn't support Lil Pump that much when he blew up, like when he really really blew up, when he was like, when he had like that minivan, that white minivan that they used to tour around America with, I fucked with them, bruh. But when they blew up, both of them blew up, and I saw that Smoke Pump didn't get that much recognition, bruh, I was like mad. So I was like, fuck that, I'm not gonna listen to Lil Pump. Okay, not that I'm not gonna listen to his music, I'm not gonna download his music. So I started listening to Lil Pump on like Spotify and Tidal only. So then like I was like, yeah, I'm gonna listen to you here only. Like, fuck all that, I'm not gonna listen to you, I'm not gonna download your music, I'm not gonna do all that ish. But now I was like, what the fuck, this is Smoke Perp and Lil Pump. They a duo, bro. I love them both. I love their music. I love both the kind of music that they have. So I was like, nah, man, fuck this shit. Smoke Perp is still getting money, so that was a consolation. Yeah, that was a consolation for me that I was like, what the fuck? Let me just listen to Lil Pump. Then I downloaded his album, Lil Pump. I downloaded I downloaded it 2 months. Two months after Smoke Perp released Dead Star, and three months after Smoke Perp released Dead Star, then I started listening to Lil Pump. I like to say his music is good, but his whole album is good. It's not like, ah, fuck out of this world, like J. Cole on KOD. And let me not touch on KOD, because that's God level. Yeah, that's God level, bro. According to hip hop, I feel like that's the best album. How can I say this? It's the best album of the decade, bro. Of this decade. Oh, of the 21st century, yes. No. Not of the 21st century. That's yo. That's too much of a. That's too much of an overstatement, bro. Oh, it's an overstatement, bro. But I feel okay. for this decade, it's the best album out. By far, bruh, by far. It's the best album. But if we can, compare the with the oldies, bruh, but nah, fuck that. What am I saying? I'm trolling now. It's, for me, it's the best album of the decade. And let's get back to Lil Pump. Yeah, so after that 3 month period, I started listening to Lil Pump, and I like, this kid can really do. This kid is a genius. He's a genius. His music is great. It's, even though you see it as not being as a non-creative way of releasing music, it's just a mumble rap. You see mumble rap as a, you see mumble rap like watered down shots, and you want the shots that got everything in it, right? You don't want that your shit watered down. You want that hardcore shit like Kendrick and all that. But we cannot always get that, bro. Number one, when we shifted from the Biggie and Tupac era, if I may call it, right, we transitioned to when the Jay-Z started rapping about money, bitches, and all that. In the old days, it was like thug life, bro. And it began to, but it was thug life, like guns, drug dealings, and all that. And people, then people switched up. Then it was all motivational, having a good message, no more bitches. Like, you know, then we had like Jesus Walks. Yeah, that, I feel like that's the new, that's when we had a, yeah, then after that, after the Jay-Z and all that, that money talk shit, then it was Kanye with like emotional rap, right? Like, that's, I feel like when Kanye and Kid Cudi, well, when they came out, it was, the music became more emotional, and then we had a transition. Look at Drake now. Drake is an offspring of Kid Cudi and Kanye West music. He is the offspring of that music. I won't lie, right? It's the truth. For me, I feel like it's the truth. But if you feel like I'm talking bullshit, just tell me. But I feel like the pioneers behind Drake's unique sound, not the pioneers, the people who inspired Drake's sound, like, you know, he's that kind of bitchy and emotional guy. I'm calling him bitchy because of the story of Adidon. I hate that guy now, bro. I used to love Drake, now it's like fuck Drake, bro. But yeah, I feel like he jumped off the wave of Kanye and Kid Cudi, but not like he was riding on their wave. I feel like he was inspired. His music is inspired by Kanye and the Kid Cudi wave. Cause Kanye and Kid Cudi are the bomb, bro. They bomb, bro. They dope as, oh, they dope, bro. I love Kid Cudi, by the way, and his album. As I've played the first song, his album with Kanye is, for me, it's a 9.8 out of 10, bro. 9.8 out of 10. Even then, KOD is 10 out of 10 years. Yeah. But that's the difference. And another thing, I also want to show you the difference between, I'm changing the topic so fast. It's not a transition from this and that, but fuck it. I want you to listen to this song, right? And I want you to compare the mumble rappers of the US and South Africa, and just tell me if you would prefer listening to the Lil Pumps, or would you consider listening to South African rap? Because South African rap is dope, bro. Let me tell you that. It's off the chain, bro. It's off the walls, bro. I'm gonna play a song by Champagne 69 featuring Gemini Major. It's called Smoke, and it's gonna play about right now.
Smoke, hey, smoke, you smoke, hey, smoke, go, smoke, hey, smoke. and such. Roll to the money, watch me hit the double clutch. Top floor, I don't even smoke that much. Pop pills, I don't feel that much. Laughter kills, I don't smile that much. Pass the bill, watch me swipe that much. Yeah, I've been living, stack my money, yeah. Body kind of stacking bodies, bruh. I don't even stand on loving, yeah. Million rockin' past the study, bruh. Call up Jesse for the money, yeah. Now we about to say this party, yeah. Pause, whoa, wait. Watch me move all through the city. You want me back, baby, but it's way too late. Touch and go. I can't catch no smoke. I've been on the road. I can't catch no smoke. Money on the floor. Pull up for the show. 80 bubbles on the floor. Smoke, 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 smoke. I can't catch no smoke. I just touch and go. I can't catch no smoke. Bubbles on the floor. Smoke.
We should be honest. Letting my swag get harder. I'm rocking the Dutch and Gabbana. Making a couple of hundreds. I got a budget for ganja. Hot box in a Honda. No ice in my Fanta. Rockstar on the roster. Barman J, yeah. I got plenty smooth. Forever I'm gonna live, yeah. I've been on the road. Doubled up my feet. Doubled up like Major League. I got a tenant from the industry. I'm in the section with my enemies. They buying fast, I put Hennessy. I got a team to dance. I took it straight from my mans. I cannot give him a chance. The summer right into my pants. Ooh, champagne on the floor. Ooh. I don't know 6-9 with the hood. I can catch no smoke. I just touch and go.
I can't catch no smoke. I just touch and go. I can't catch no smoke. I've been on the road. I can't catch no smoke. Money on the floor. Pull up for the show. Hey, bubbles on the floor.
Making money off the net, you still caught up like a fish, huh, yeah. Ocean salty niggas dead, lonely blade like a lick, huh, yeah. Body language tight fit, gym tight when I'm in. I don't lean, I just sip, living waters in your bitch. In between her like a lick.
I can't catch no smoke, I just touch and go. I can't catch no smoke, I've been on